For 6 months, Aronnax, Conseil, and Ned had been aboard the Nautilus, and they had traveled more than 17,000 leagues. Captain Nemo's appearances were increasingly rare now, which Ned saw as improving their chances of escape, especially since they would soon enter the warm waters of the Caribbean. One day, the three friends sat in the drawing room, Conseil staring out the viewport, and Aronnax trying to engage Ned's interest.
"These underwater caverns would be the perfect place to observe squid and octopi. There is even a possibility we might be the first to see a living giant squid. Until now, we've had to make do with partial specimens washed ashore."
"So you think giant squids really exist?"
"There appears to be a factual basis for the reports. Just recently, in 1861, in about the latitude at which we are now, a French ship's crew saw a monstrous squid and unsuccessfully attempted to rope and capture it."
Conseil asked,
"Wasn't its body about 8 feet long?"
"Very good, my boy."
"And did it not have eyes the size of dinner plates?"
"Exactly."
"And was its mouth a beak, like a parrot's, only tremendous in size?"
"Precisely."
"Well, in that case, there's one outside our window."
"What?"
Ned and the professor ran to the window. They saw a gigantic squid, at least 20 feet in length, moving with terrific speed straight for the Nautilus. Its tentacles were more than twice the length of its body. Its beak opened and shut as it came, and the creature's color changed from muddy gray to reddish-brown as it approached. Behind it, they counted 7 more, following the first towards the ship. The monstrous squid surrounded the Nautilus, and the sound of their great beaks could be heard scraping and sliding off the ship's hull. Suddenly, the Nautilus stopped. Half a minute later, Nemo entered with his first mate. The captain looked out the window and gave some orders.
"Why have we stopped?" asked the professor.
"I believe the beak of one of these beasts is entangled in the blades. We shall have to surface to free ourselves."
"Will your electric bullets kill them?"
asked Conseil.
"Their flesh is too soft to cause the electric charges to go off on impact. We'll have to use axes."
"And harpoons," added Ned.
"And harpoons. Come."
By the central staircase, 10 crew members waited with large axes and hatchets. Ned appeared with his harpoon, and the sailor highest atop the ladder unscrewed the bolts to open the hatch. But before he could lift it, it was pulled off violently from outside, and a huge tentacle, one side covered in gigantic, grasping suckers, thrust in through the opening. As more followed behind it, Captain Nemo cut through the first with one mighty blow of his axe. But before he could strike again, 2 more tentacles seized the sailor at the top of the stair and lifted him out, screaming. Everyone ran on deck. The struggling man was held high in the air, wrapped in 4 of the monstrous squid's tentacles. At once, Nemo, Conseil, and Aronnax buried their blades in 3 of these, as Ned reared back with his harpoon.